It's funny, this thing called faith. They say it moves mountains, but I've never actually seen it move mountains. Maybe I'm a non-believer, but when I think of Mount Kilimanjaro, ominously sprouting through the sky, impaling clouds, venturing to heaven with its peaks cascading rocks like fallen angels, tilted ice caps polarizing how we think, almost denying entry into the gates of Zion as if we were saying, no, not yet, it's just not time. I'm inclined to believe that mountains just don't move. I mean, I've seen faith move buildings, Nimrodic iconoclasts hurling themselves into the majestic blue, bolt by bolt, aiming to enter heaven with Enoch and Elijah on the top floor, staring through windows to the soul. Yes, they've moved. Reduced to rubble and ash and pillars of salt by the fluttering hate of propellers and wings and Pandora's black boxes concealing like age-old secrets the conversations on faith that we are yet to have. Obviously, it's just not time. How can you separate the salt from the stew, the ground from the building, when they're part of you? When the towers fell, the smoldering smoke rose with one anger, twofold, symmetric like an 11, deep-seated anger planted with razor-sharp spades, dividing soil in the lineage of Noah. We've been here before. Ham, Shem, and Japheth, each a prong on Poseidon's trident, as separate as the nations they've become, not wise enough to realize that they're an instrument of God, and together they form a mighty weapon. All three lines come from one seed, planted in hard ground, watered by the seeds of despair, blooming into our own, earthshakers like Poseidon. Maybe we've lost faith. We've grown to think we can move mountains on our own, developing faiths on our own accord, not sanctioned with creation. So yes, faith toppled buildings. Now we jut our banners up flagpoles, coaxing heaven while our tolerance hangs at half-mast, listless and still in a fall air waiting for the winds of change. We've remembered to forget that we all come from one seed. By planting time, we forgot we all come from one root. And for creation to fully heal those wounds from time, to properly remember and reflect that buildings in New York are not mountains. Earthshakers like Shem can make them move. Federal buildings in Oklahoma are not mountains. Japheth can make them move. Villages in Khartoum are not mountains. Ham can make them move. But mountains are static. They will heave your soul back to you, send you careening from the highest peak in an avalanche when you think you've got this all figured out. See, we're all both abbots and addicts, with the blood of kings and slaves running through our veins, eager to tell of the crosses we bear, either around our necks or on our shoulders. We all get bruised and scraped when we fall. We all hurt. We get up, scarred, dusting ourselves off, reliving the trauma, seeking empathy. 9/11 was another of those countless boulders sent careening off a precipice, falling like angels cast from heaven. Maybe the Creator is trying to tell us something. Maybe it's not time to talk of heaven. Maybe there are still works here to do on earth, because we are the earth shakers, Poseidon's trident, capable of making things move with sleight of hand if we just remember.